Lesson 2. Pronunciation changes related to standard British resonance. If you study the pronunciation changes and try doing them without the new resonance and muscle impulse that you just learned, you would not succeed in producing standard British speech. You'd sound like an American with strange pronunciations. You already know that the change in resonance that you learned in Lesson 1 creates a lot of the impression of English accent. Many of the pronunciation changes actually grow out of, or are directly related to, this muscular change. So in this lesson, don't try to imitate the new pronunciation changes by themselves. Continue doing the forward glide and the placement change, and let the new pronunciations grow out of that. Now, there are three major vowel pronunciations related to the front mouth muscularity. The first is the English long O. In standard American speech, long O is a diphthong or double vowel. O. Oh, no. Go home. But if you speak the long O while at the same time doing the lip and tongue glides from the last lesson, the O begins with the tongue further forward and produces an ah segment at the beginning of the sound. Oh, oh, oh no, go home. It's now a three-stage oh instead of a two-stage oh. Now, Americans from some regions already use a three-stage oh, especially in the Deep South, in Texas, and in parts of the mid-Atlantic states. Now, if you are using the English tongue and lip glide that you just learned, it is almost impossible not to produce the new pronunciation. So try repeating it in these words. No. Go. Home. Alone. Now, you will hear a fairly wide range of tongue glides from different English speakers. Some will glide just enough for that stage to establish itself on the vowel. No, go, home, alone. Some will go farther. No, go, home, alone. In some very drawn-out upper-class speech, the forward glide is really accentuated. No, go, home, alone. But for now, stick to the smaller but still very noticeable glide. Try those words again, along with some others. No, go, home, alone, grow. Solo. Motion. Explode. And now some sentences with a lot of long O sounds in them. Don't forget to generate the new pronunciation out of the gliding and sensing forward of the total speech resonance. Repeat these after me. Oh no, I won't go home. Slowly, the ocean rolled home. I wrote to Joe, hoping he would grow up. The rowboat slowly floated over the ocean. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. And now stop the tape and practice the additional words and sentences for this long O pronunciation, which you will find in the manual. The next English pronunciation that's related to the new resonance is on the short O vowel, on words like hot, got, honor, common. The short O has many different pronunciations in America. Some standard American speakers do short O as if it were ah, hot, got, honor, common. Midwestern and Western speakers sometimes round it a bit, hot, got, honor, common. In other regions, such as Boston and Pittsburgh, the vowel is rounded and elongated quite a bit. Hot, got, honor, common. Now, the English version is a short, quick sound with the lips gliding forward and closing quickly. Oh, oh, oh. Try it on the same word list. Hot. Got. Honor. Common. Don't draw it out too long, not hot, got. It's really quick. Get it out of the lip glide. Try it on some other words now. Orange. Shop. Lopsided. Bobby. Contest. Job. On. The word on is very short, but think of how many times you use it while speaking. Now try it in these sentences. Bob had the option of sleeping on the cot. Sir Lancelot travelled non-stop to Camelot. The obstinate opera singer was preoccupied. Was positive about the honor of God. The rocks and logs were on top of the cot. There's a category of words where the short O is followed by the letters S or TH or F or NG, words like lost, cloth, coffee, song. In American speech, these words fall into the next pronunciation group we'll study. But in England, these are still short O words. Take the same quick, short O sound that you just learned. Again, take the pronunciation right out of the lip and tongue impulse and repeat after me. Coffee. Lofty. Cloth. Lost. Moss. Wrong. Song. Try it now in these sentences. Lost boys often sell cloth. And it's not necessary to say often. Often is fine. The dog was wrong to kill the moth. The loft smelled of strong coffee. Now, there are some situations where words spelled with the letter A will take this short O pronunciation. This is especially true of four words starting with the letter W. Repeat. What. Want. Wash. Watch. What do you want to watch while doing the washing up? And again, before continuing, stop the tape and practice the additional words and sentences for short O, which you will find in the manual. Now, the last of this vowel group is the broadest, most pushed forward vowel in English speech. It is the or sound in such words as ball, autumn, awful. Now, this vowel can be spelled many different ways. A-U as in Paul and autumn. A-W as in awful and flawless. A-L as in call and wall. But a silent L after the letter A will also trigger the vowel in words like walk and talk. Occasionally, you'll even find this vowel spelled O-U as in thought and brought. Now, these same groups all stay together in American dialect, too. In some regions, Americans round it slightly. Paul talked in the autumn. In other areas, as well as Canada, it's completely unrounded. Paul talked in the autumn. In New York City, it really pumps. Paul talked in the autumn. Now, in English standard speech, your lips really glide forward quite far. You round them fairly tightly, and the opening or the circle that's made with your lips should be very narrow indeed, no wider than that of a normal-sized pencil. Or, or, or. Let's try it on all the words that we just used as examples. Repeat them. Paul. Autumn. Awful. Flawless. Call. Walk. Wall. Talk. Thought. Brought. Now let's try it in these sentences. The tall author walked awkwardly. He stalked the ball, then vaulted. He thought he saw the autumn leaves falling. The awful sauce made Paul pause. He bought a shawl and brought it home from the mall. And now, once again, stop the tape and practice the additional drills for this vowel, which you will find in the manual. You may also wish to repeat all of lesson 2 before continuing with the tape.